Wheeler Chronicles presents Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Good morning, Southern California. From Joshua Tree to Dutch Harbor, from the Canadian wilderness to the Amazon jungle. Buckle up, because it's going to be wall-to-wall action on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Radio Outdoor Expeditions is brought to you by Owner Hooks, perfection in hooks. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's fishing, hunting, and shooting headquarters since 1971. On Target Shooting Range, Bass Knuckles Clothing, and Vidon Fishing, where your next catch is only a cast away. Good morning, Southern California, and welcome to Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions. Wow, the wind is blowing. It is howling. I think Mother Nature said, no fishy this weekend. No fishy this weekend. But anyway, this is Sergio. I will be your host. Your host for this morning's show. And I'm surrounded by some great co-hosts. So I'm going to start the introduction. My friend, my dear friend, Ron Hobbs, director of the Owner Hooks Fishing Schools. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Southern California.
And then I've got none other than the CEO, CFO, the guy that mixes, that creates baits and attractants. I got Tony Williams from the Bidon Fishing Team. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Sergio. Good morning, everyone.
And then we got lucky that the wind was howling, okay, so that he could be in studio. And I'm telling you, Mother Nature says, no, there's a radio show on a real channel, AM 830, 50,000 watts. And it says, no, Larry, you cannot go fishing. You must be on the show. So good morning, Captain Larry Moore. How are you?
good, Sergio. I'm glad to be here. Now, not 50 miles offshore right now, I'll tell you for sure.
Oh, yeah. We will talk about that as well. And then, of course, our newest addition and dear friend as well, and I would say young man extraordinaire. How's that, huh? Jimmy Bass. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Sergio, and good morning, radio family. It's going to be a great morning.
Good. I'm glad. See, he's all, that's why I love the 20-year-olds, see? They're all piped up and ready to go. So, Jimmy, you got Jimmy's Corner, correct?
Yep, that's right. I got my blog going. You just Google Jimmy's Fishing Corner, and you can read all my articles, my trip reports. But it's also going to be on the Angler Chronicles website really soon.
Really soon we'll be doing that as well. And just for you listeners right now, if you ever want to see a hear show, we are now archiving all our radio shows directly on anglerchronicles.com. And we also have the TV shows being archived on the Radio Outdoor Expeditions. It's anglerchronicles.com, okay, for the TV shows and the radio shows. Or, like Larry mentioned on Facebook, you can just sign up for the Angler Chronicles YouTube channel, okay? So you just go in there, subscribe, and you'll get notifications when we get some new shows, okay? But also, like always, AM 830, Angels Radio, KLAA, pumping out 50,000 plus watts out there to Southern California, and our TV show is on Fox Sports West. Larry, you're dying to say something. Go ahead.
No, I'm just so excited about tomorrow's show. Oh. You guys, you can't miss it. You're going to hear more about it throughout the show here this morning because of our special guests.
Right.
But, oh my gosh, I was watching that trailer, and I was just singing. I can't miss this. Actually, we're going to not be home.
Right.
We're going to be on an event that you're going to tell everybody about.
Correct.
But I'm going to be watching that one over and over again.
Yeah, I got a very, very special treat on that that episode, and I got a chance to go with two of the elite Southern California calico bass fishermen, and that's the Ballast Point Spirits team of Mike Lane and Scott Petel. Okay, and we fished San Clemente like I've never fished it before, and as much as I love to fish, there were times that I just had to sit on the bench seat back there on the stern of their 22-footer and just watch. And it was like a ballet. I told that to Mike. I said, dude, it was like watching a ballet, you two just going to town. And you're going to see techniques. You're going to see some tutorials as well. on how to catch these big calico bass at San Clemente Island.
I've spent years of my life at that island, waking up day after day at San Clemente Island, and I never fished it the way these guys do.
It's one of the posts I put this week is, we're often imitated but never duplicated. So pay attention tomorrow at Fox Sports West, okay?
And 9:30.
And 9:30 right? in the morning, okay? So it's not 2 o'clock in the morning or something weird. 9:30 in the morning, Fox Sports West. Calico Chaos coming to you on Angler Chronicles.
You can set your DVRs.
If
you're not going to be home, set your DVR. Get it all set up. You got all day today because you're not fishing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Correct.
If you're here in Southern California, you're not fishing.
Not this weekend. Okay, so let's go ahead and shift gears and let's get our lake report in here, Tony. Let me know what's going on.
Well, as everybody knows, the wind is howling right now, but it is scheduled to slow down in just about another hour or so, hopefully here locally for some of our lakes, and the weather couldn't be more clear. I can tell you, fishing has absolutely been on fire between trout, bass, catfish at all the local lakes. And, you know, again, one of our great events that we had last week, which was the Sierra in the City. And, again, congratulations to, you know, all the people that came out and took some prizes in that category. It was just a day of about 400 or 500 people all together. And, man, the fishing literally this weekend has been producing a lot of 2 to 5 pounders, nice trout. They just stocked over there at Irvine Lake again, another 5,000 pounds of these nice quality trout and stringers of good fish. And, you know, the whole buildup for this weekend is really, really focused in the Mammoth and the High Sierras, where
right.
it happens to be snowing right now.
Burr.
So talk about some frigid weather. But we're getting in some live reports, and we'll go, you know, we'll talk about some more of those as the show goes on. We've got pictures coming in, and the anticipation actually officially kicks off within the next minute or so. So anglers are excited getting their lines wet.
1 minute to opening.
1 minute to the official season or opener in the High Sierras.
And they call Eastern Sierras. They call that Fishmas or something?
Then the night before Fishmas was last night, where you know, typically they'd get around the fire. I'm sure they were all in their hotels, cozied up and next to the fireplaces.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be it's an event that everybody really looks forward to. Once a year, they get up there, and you know, it's a family, a real family trip, and we just look forward to seeing a lot of good fishing and hear some really good stories today.
Perfect. So there we go. Well, you know what? Let's do this. Let's let our listeners know, Ron, what is our phone number, okay? So they can call in, share with us, you know, what they've been fishing for this past week. And I know this weekend's a little bit tough, but this weather's great for trout. So, and there's still a little bit of trout somewhere out there. So what's the number, Ron?
Everybody get up. Time to wake up and give us a call at 877-8-830-830. And again, that's 877-8-830-830.
Yeah, right there. Right, you'll get right here into the studio at Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And you know, we were talking about getting this trout fishing going on. And already, we've got a call from Steve from Big Bear. He's got a fishing report. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing down there?
Pretty good. It sounds like you're a little cold there.
Well, actually, yeah, we're sitting under about 3 to 6 inches of snow right now. It's snowing up here in Big Bear. But this whole week, the fishing has been good prior to the low moving in last night.
Very, very nice. And so give us a little fish report here. What's been going on?
Well, trolling action has been pretty good on the lake. Guys are trolling at depths 8 to 15 feet, using a variety of needlefish along Trout Alley and the solar observatory circuits. They've caught some nice ones in range up to 5 pounds. The charter captains are bringing in fish for their clients. And the shoreline anglers have been doing good on their power baits and night crawlers. We're not seeing too much bass action right now. A few largemouths have been taken here and there in some of the shallows on the south side of the lake and some of the coves. But no crappie and bluegill are rearing their little heads yet.
Nice, nice. Well, Steve, and this is Tony with Bite On. Steve, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tony.
So the you guys have a calendar of events, and I think that they can call your store and figure out you know, when some of these events are coming up with some of the trout, which starts in a big one of the big kickoffs is this month, And then we've got the next, what, 2 or 3 months of solid fishing up there.
Absolutely. Over the next couple months, beginning with the 32nd annual Jim Hall Memorial Trout Classic, which is a huge turnout up here on May 17th and 18th. And then following in June, the first week in June, we have the fishing for 50K. It's the first weekend after Memorial Day.
That's right. That's one of the big events that everybody looks forward to.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, you guys stop by Big Bear Sporting Goods if you need anything. We have everything you need. Tons of new supplies came in and new product. And we're just raring to go.
Hey, Steve, do me a huge favor. Why don't you, let's slow it down and so people can grab a pen and a piece of paper and write down your information. You know, if you have a phone number they can reach you, if you have a website, maybe an address, and the name of your store.
All right. It's Big Bear Sporting Goods in Big Bear Lake, California. And our phone number is 909-866-3222. We're open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And anybody who wants information on current lake conditions, weather, roads, we'll go ahead and give it all to you.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for calling in and giving us that fish report. It's perfect timing. You know, now the everything's started. So
yeah,
stay warm, my friend.
Hey, well, thank you very much. And look forward to seeing all your listeners and hearing from them. And come on up. Check us out on Facebook and fishhound.com.
Awesome. And nice. We will be definitely making a little trek up there to see you real soon. Okay, thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Tony. Good day, guys.
All right.
See you guys.
Hey, there you go. See that? That's that's what's going up in Big Bear.
So a little bit of snow everywhere. A little bit of snow, a little bit of wind, and
a little
some
bit
really
of
nice
wind.
Fishing.
You know what? Okay. So let's go ahead and shift gears. Let's talk a little about weather here.
Sergio.
Yeah.
Chris Dunn, our favorite weatherman.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Uh huh.
Okay. We had one of the captains was just on Facebook, and he says, "I hate it when the weatherman gets it wrong." He said 35 to 40.
Uh huh.
And he showed a picture. It was clocked at 44 at Santa Barbara Island right now.
Oh, holy cow. All right. Quick. And as the wind comes up, we've got to take
Chris
a break.
This is awesome, though.
Yeah, we've got to take a coffee break. And we'll be right back on Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA with Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions. We'll be right back.
Do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby.
Don't feel the reaper.
Baby, take my hand.
Don't feel the reaper.
We'll be able to fly.
Don't feel the reaper.
Baby, I'm your man. La, la, la.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County. On Target, certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat, Springfield, Six Hour, CZ, Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta. 20 lanes open 7 days a week. Serving Orange County for 18 years. Conveniently located off the 5 Freeway in Laguna Niguel. Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety. All NRA certified instructors. Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties. Folks of all ages and types, from scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target. For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com. Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here with longtime friend and a great partner on our show, Danny Strunk with 22nd Street Landing. Danny, what's going on this summer at 22nd Street? What do you guys got cooking for it?
Well, Ronnie, we have our Wednesday special. Every Wednesday, we have the half, three-quarter day Monte Carlo Pursuit, as well as the Freedom, doing a manager special from 22nd Street Landing. You want to save some money this summer, come on down and fish with us on Wednesdays. We have new management that's taken over the tackle store, the fully stocked tackle store for every need that you might have sport fishing this summer with us.
You've got rental rods there, you've got food, you've got lots of lures and tackle. It's pretty much a complete one-stop tackle store. You can even buy a gunny sack if you need it, right?
Exactly.
What about the website?
Our website is www.22ndstreet.com, or you can give us a call on our phone for reservation or any information you might have at area code 310-832-8304.
Where you located, bro?
We are in San Pedro, California, 141 West 22nd Street, conveniently located right off the 110 freeway.
And give us the names of some of those great legendary boats at 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro, Danny.
We have the Monte Carlo, the Pursuit, the Sea Angler, the Freedom.
Captain Danny Strunk from 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro. Thanks, Danny. Tight lines.
Bass Knuckles Clothing will put the wow in your fishing wardrobe. With designs so nice, you'll want to wear them on and off the water. Bass Knuckles t-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, button-ups, and hats are the highest quality on the market. Made from 100% cotton, double-stitched, and pre-shrunk, these shirts are ready to take on life, on or off the water. Tagless design for comfort and finished with Bass Knuckles signature embroidered patch, you're sure to turn heads. Check out Bass Knuckles Clothing at BassKnuckles.com and also coming soon to a retailer near you. Ask your local tackle and clothing retailers if they carry Bass Knuckles Clothing by name. With over 20 designs to choose from, we have something for everyone. So go to BassKnuckles.com today to get the hottest fishing clothing anywhere.
It's good to start your day with a smile and a smirk. Get up with Travis Rogers weekday mornings at 6 on Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we could much higher.
So come on, fishy, bite my wire. Come on, fishy, bite my wire. Come on, fishy, bite my wire.
You set my levels out of control.
Oh my! You know that's one of my favorite songs to sing when we go fishing, and you know all
it,
of you guys.
It works.
Here, it works, doesn't it?
It works. I remember it was with you on a twilight trip, and man, the sand bass just started biting like crazy after that.
Yeah, we just got to go on the PA and go, "Come on, fishy, bite my wire." Yeah, and it works. All right, let's see. We were talking about freshwater, and we're going to switch over to saltwater. And so there's nobody better to talk to than Rick Effinger from Marina Del Rey. So good morning, Rick. How are you?
I don't know. After hearing that song, or that bastardization there, I don't know if it's a good morning or not. Good morning, everybody.
well, you know what? At least it's morning. What's going on at Marina Del Rey?
It's been a couple weeks since we spoke, but well, today is a blowout for one thing. If you're thinking about driving down to Marina Del Rey, turn around because there is no fish in today. It's 25:30 right out of the west here, and we're not even thinking about leaving the dock. But otherwise, still just enjoy a really good rock fishing, consistent day in, day out. Good mix of the various rock fish. A little bit of link finding here and there, and that's pretty
much fun. Yeah. Hey, you know, you're coming in a little muffled there, Rick, but I think I heard you say really good rock fishing, good on the lingcod as well, correct? Oh, gosh, I think we lost Rick. I'll tell you what, that wind is going to wreak havoc on all cell phones, too. Okay, so that was Marina Del Rey sport fishing at Dock 52, where the parking's always free, okay? Do me a favor. Somebody look up Marina Del Rey. Get me the information as far as phone numbers, et cetera. Okay, and we'll give that information. Yeah, what do you got?
The phone number is 310-822-DOC. That's 310-822-3625, MDRSF.com.
This is why this is why Jimmy
is
Bass
sick.
Is on. See,
He's not looking at anything. He did that by memory.
Can't stump him.
Okay, so let's do this again slowly, okay? Marina Del Rey.
The phone number is 310-822-DOC. That's 310-822-3625, MDRSF.com.
Captain Rick, are you hearing this? I hope you got your radio
Jimmy's
on.
Jimmy's amazing.
Yeah, that was just unbelievable. Nice. Anyway, so there's really, really good fishing there, and we're going to try to get Rick back on. But as we're talking about this weather, You know, Huntington Beach is what, blowing 35?
Well, yeah, I was just looking at an updated report, and it's 25 to 30 at Huntington Beach. Like I said, Captain Butch Diaz put on there earlier, blowing 44 at Santa Barbara Island.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's going. Oh, you got him back.
I think we got Rick. Okay, well,
let
Rick
him
back.
Let him give you a live one from the.
Yeah, right, hey Rick, you back with us?
Where did we get blown off the air? I think my antenna fell down.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy Bass here in studio came to the rescue. I said to the guys, "Hey, look, we lost Rick, but let's go ahead and get all the information from Marina Del Rey." And before anybody could touch any of their computers, he's giving out the phone number. Watch this. Give the phone number out.
310-822-DOC. That's 310-822-3625.
Check that out, Rick.
Good job, Jimmy. Yeah.
So you were saying that the rockfish has been really, really good, and you got some. You're on some lingcod as well, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah, pretty much the same story as it's been for the last several months. It's just good, steady. You know, day in, you got good days and bad days, but it's consistently good rock fishing. A little bit of lingcod mixed in. John had a couple really nice, for the time of year, sand bass bites on Twilight last week. Obviously, we didn't get to go out last night because of the bad weather.
Right.
But, you know, we're just spring to happen, something to move in up here and get a little bit of surface action. Bait's good. Just waiting for the weather and the fish to cooperate, give us something a little bit different.
Yeah, this cold front's going to be very short-lived. I know the weather's going to pick up really nice next week. I heard it's going to be in the 70s, possibly 80s, so it's going to be nice. So what boats are running out of Marina Del Rey?
Well, we have the Betty O doing the rockfish. Spitfire does the freelance trips, and, of course, the New Del Mar is half day. And that's our fleet, and we're ready to go fishing. We're waiting for the weather to straighten out.
And you're already running Twilight trips.
Yeah, we run them all year round, as you know, Sergio, Friday and Saturday night. And then we'll start running more weeknights as starts to bite and spring moves on. For the time being, we're still doing the 6 to midnight, Friday and Saturday night, targeting bass over structure.
Yeah, and it's a great place to go. I mean, one of the things I like about doing your Twilight, I mean, besides it's really good fishing, I mean, you look over to the coast and you can see Santa Monica Pier and you can see the Ferris wheel. And, you know, I'm from a little bit further south than Marina Del Rey. And Ron and I, when we've gone up there, we just love the view is just really spectacular. You can see some of the fireworks. It's just a fun evening. It's what I call my therapy. Okay, some people go to psychiatrists. I just go fishing. And it's a great way to just relax, catch some really good fish, and tone it down a little bit, you know?
Yep. Anytime you get a chance to go out and get on the water or do anything like that, excuse me, you know, what can you say? It's relaxing. You're going out fishing and then having an enjoyable time.
All right, perfect. So you go ahead, and Rick, and give us all the information, how to get a hold of you.
Why don't just have Jimmy do it? He's got a down pat there.
Okay, you ready, Jimmy? You're on. I want website, too.
Okay, the phone number is 310-822-DOC. That's 310-822-3625. MDRSF.com.
Dock 52, where the... Let me see if I get this right, Rick. Dock 52, where the parking is always free.
You guys got it. Boy, if somebody calls in sick, I'm going to drop a dime. Be ready.
You got it. Hey, Rick, have a great day, and try not to get blown off.
Thanks, you guys.
All right.
Good luck.
Take care. Bye-bye. Oh, man, I tell you, this wind is just wreaking havoc. So let's go back to we were talking about the wind, Larry, and it had a very special effect on your weekend, didn't it?
Well, yeah. I have a charter that was booked for the Rockfish opener that hasn't left the dock yet. The Rockfish opener was March 1st.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then I rescheduled it because that was a big storm that day. And then we had that big storm that was like the storm of the decade. You know, it was the beginning of April, April 4th, I think it was. Okay. We had to cancel again, reschedule. So we rescheduled for last night, 3 weeks ahead of time. And lo and behold, here's another big blow. I had to postpone that trip 3 times now, Sergio.
Wow. You know what? That's unfortunate.
Who's the lucky dog around here? I'm going to have him pick a date for me.
Yeah, we're going to have to pick you a date. And the nice thing, since people are going to be off the water this weekend, there's a great event going on tomorrow, okay? And that's the Day at the Landing at excuse me, 22nd Street Landing. I haven't woken up totally yet.
We always say 2-2 Landing.
2-2 Landing, the 22nd Street Landing. And it's going to be fun because they're going to allow you to go and board all the different boats and get familiar with the landing. I know the tackle shop is doing some fantastic specials, and we're going to have several booths there. You'll see Angler Chronicles. You'll see Cedrus Adventures. You're going to see Owner, Bass Knuckles, Bidon. We were all going to be there representing and offering you the great information. Okay? Yeah.
Sergio, what I'm looking forward to, and you and Ron, I think, have already seen it, is the refurbation of the Freedom.
Yes. The refurbishing has been unbelievable. So let me just give this information to everybody. 22nd Street Landing is located at 141 West 22nd Street in San Pedro. So that's 141 West 22nd Street in San Pedro. And I think it's right off of Harbor and 22nd Street, Harbor Boulevard and 22nd Street. And they can be contacted by calling 310-832-8304. One more time, that's 310-832-8304. And that's tomorrow, Sunday, April 27th. It starts at 9 a.m. And there's going to be a lot of events and family fun, and it's going to be great. I got a chance to see the Freedom about a week ago, and the amount of work that they've put in that boat, you know, that's a legendary overnight boat that we've had in Southern California. And what it's going to look like when it's done, it's just insane. Okay.
Yeah, we got a sneak peek, and that was just
that's right.
Just
you were with
beautiful.
Me. Yeah,
unbelievable.
I mean,
it looks like, well, I can't even describe what it looks like. It's awesome.
Yeah, and now the Native Sun is out of that dock now, and you've got the Ultra, the Pursuit. You know, our good friends John and Gus and all the guys. You know. That fish out of there is just fantastic fishing. Come meet the fleet, meet the captains, meet the deckhands. So, again, tomorrow, Sunday, April 27th, 9 a.m., this begins at 141 West 22nd Street in San Pedro.
22nd Street Landing.
22nd Street Landing. We will be there. All right. So, let's, since we're talking about, that means we have to go to a break.
I'm a little jealous, by the way.
Okay, well, when we come back, we will continue. I need to get some coffee and wake up, and we'll get a little more into the Saltwater Fish Report on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back.
Radio.
AM 830.
Flying out of LAX on your next trip? Then park at the parking spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles whisk you right to the front door of your airline terminal. Nothing could be easier or a better value. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. The parking spot has two convenient locations just minutes from LAX Airport. For directions and more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
Hi, I'm Tony Shitanishi from Owner Hooks, and I want to talk to you about one of our new 2012 products, Jig Rig, the hottest terminal fishing product for 2012. The Jig Rig is comprised of an offset hook with a welded ring through its eyes, and on the welded ring is a split ring attached to a slim profile weight. The Jig Rig is unique because, unlike other jigs, the hook moves independent of the weight. This helps to achieve greater bait action, and when fighting fish, the pull is coming directly through the solid ring to the hook, with the weight off to the side. So, unlike traditional jigs, the fish can't use the Jig Rig's weight to leverage the hook out of its mouth. With the weight leading the way, the compact profile of this rig allows for longer and more accurate casts. Weights can easily be removed and added to the split ring without retying line or re-rigging bait. Jig Rig is available with lead or tungsten weights, and Owner's Yuki Bug and JR Minnow are the perfect baits for the Jig Rig. Jig Rig was designed for largemouth bass fishing, but will work on many saltwater inshore species like calico and sand bass. For further illustrations, videos, and instructions, please visit www.ownerhooks.com. Hey, good luck out there this season.
You know that feeling? The feeling of being skunked on the lake? You're bored, anxious, sleepy, just hoping to get that bite on? What do you do to switch it up? Do you run to the tackle store? Or try to find the guy on the lake who's catching a monster of stringers on trophy fish and ask him what he's using? Because you want to know what a 5, 10, 15, or 20-pound monster or trophy fish feels like. Well, everyone, his secret is out. Bite On Fish Attractants. Simply add Bite On Liquid Attractant to your baits, lures, jigs, dough baits, and live worms. Log on right now for details on your free bottle of Bite On. www.anglerbros.com. That's right, anglerbros.com for details on your free bottle of Bite On. Available now at Turner's Outdoorsman and your local bait and tackle stores throughout California. Coming soon to Sports Chalet and all the Eastern Sierra bait and tackle stores just in time for this year's trout opener. Bite On Fish Attractants, the only scent where fish get hooked. anglerbros.com makes a perfect gift too. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing is excited to let you know that they will be hosting a day at the landing to meet the fleet on April 27th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be events for all ages, so bring the whole family. Don't miss this open house and chance to meet the captains, crew, and see all of our boats and their new improvements. The Native Son will be hosting a kids' fishing seminar, and there will be other great seminars hosted throughout the day, as well as vendors, food trucks, knot tying contests, and raffles for all ages. While you're down here, be sure to stop in and check out our newly remodeled and expanded tackle store, or just come down and say hi and share some great fishing stories. 22nd Street Landing is located at 141 West 22nd Street in San Pedro. We can be contacted at 310-832-8304 for a complete boat schedule and further information regarding this event. Don't forget, that's Saturday, April 27th at 9 a.m. Bring the whole family for a fun-filled day.
The Sports Lodge comes to you an hour earlier this season. You can catch Roger Lodge now weekdays at 3 on your home for Angels baseball. Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody. And there's nothing wrong with a little Pink Floyd going there. They say we don't need any education, but I differ. And you know who can give us a little bit of education from across the Pacific Ocean? None other than Captain Greg Vella. Good morning, G.
G.
Good morning to you all. And it's, as we say in Japan, Ohio gozaimasu.
There you go.
Hey, I just got to say that I agree with you 100%. I love your bumper music. I listen. That's what I look forward to. I like the commercials. I like the content. But you have great bumper music.
Well, I appreciate that. I noticed that a few hours ago you were posting a couple of really nice trout and also some of the fishing. What did you call that? It's a Japanese sea bass?
Yeah, Japanese sea bass. Actually, on my way home from my office today, I got a call from Captain Aki Mori. He's up in the Yokohama, Tokyo area, and he said that this Japanese sea bass are going off. And I'll preface this by saying that they're very different than the sea bass you have in California. They're actually called Suzuki, but just about all anglers refer to them as sea bass. And they're a fish that looks very similar to an East Coast snook. And they're biting really well right now in the harbors up there, the deep draft harbors. And Aki was telling me that he had 80 fish this morning for two anglers.
Wow.
And this afternoon he had over 100 fish for four clients.
And what's the weight? How big do they get, average, and then what's the big one?
Yeah, well, you know, on typically these fish this time of year in the spring are probably about 2 to 4 pounds. I say probably because mostly we go by measurement here, but they're 20 to 28 inches right now.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 to 4 pounds, a 5-pounder would be a real good one in the spring. But I fished with him in December, and we had fish to about 10 pounds. And you know, they're pretty much fish that are very near the surface, from the surface down to 2 or 3 feet. So, you know, they hit a wide variety of lures, minnow type of lures, and also topwater pencil type of baits.
Perfect. You know, and today is the famous trout opener up in Mammoth, and I also noticed a post that you put on Angler Chronicles, and you have some lakes also that are stocked with trout. Why don't you give us some of the idea of what kind of trout and how do they stock them up there?
Yeah, we have most of the paid fish lakes that we have here are oriented towards lure fishing. So most of them bait fishing is not allowed, but they stock rainbow trout. I would say comprises probably 50% of what they stock, and you know the average fish is, again, it's probably 1 to 3 pounds. So it's a good place to take the youngsters out. They can, you know, catch some of their first fish by themselves on a lure, and they do stock also several other varieties of fish. Some that you'd be familiar with would be the brown trout, and as I said, rainbow trout, and they also stock eastern brook trout and Japanese brook trout, which are called iwana. And the two fish that I posted a picture of, those are exceptionally large fish, but those are Japanese Hokkaido trout and brown trout mixtures or hybrids, and those, they call them F1s here. I'm not sure why they call them F1s. I guess because they pull like a race car when you hook them.
Yeah, you know what I was noticing? Beautiful tails on these fish.
Oh yeah, absolutely, full tails, and you know the fish jump, and most all the fish have really, really nice full tails, and I release most of them, but they do have quality meat, so a lot of people do enjoy taking a few home and eating them.
There you go. So we got both freshwater and saltwater, and I invite all of our listeners to go to the Facebook page on Angler Chronicles, okay, and you can see all the posts that Greg makes teaching you. And this is the part we like. I mean, not only is he informing us, but he's also teaching you. I saw your post, what do you call it, Fishing Lures 101. That was kind of cool. Some swim and bait history. And go see some of these pictures. Again, we tend to concentrate only on what is caught here locally, but the fishery around the world is really vast. So, you know, get in on this and check out what Greg is saying.
Greg.
Absolutely. So,
I hear, Greg, you're coming this way sometime early in the summer.
Yeah, maybe later in the summer. Right now, I'm trying to get a trip out there, mix some a little bit of business with, you know, hopefully get out with you guys and do some local fishing there. Because one of the things we have a very wide variety of fish that we can fish for in Japan. But one thing I do miss is that, you know, the islands and fishing calico bass. So we don't have anything like that over here in Japan.
Okay. Well, the one thing that I want to ask you is this: both the Japanese sea bass and some of these trout, if it's different, how would you cook these fish? How would you prepare them?
Well, the sea bass are actually really highly prized for sashimi. So they eat those raw or sashimi or sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Style, and but probably perhaps the most common way to eat them would be just lightly grilled with salt, and that's called shioyaki, which literally means grilled salted fish, and that's a real light tasting, light flaky type of meat, and it's highly praised here in Japan for its eating qualities. And the freshwater trout, you know, I don't eat that many of them, but what I did the last time I went is I put some in the smoker. And they came out really, really nice. And